Well, the Today programme was first broadcast in 1957, and interesting to note, there wasn't actually a designated sports slot on the programme until 1970. 13 years later, the very first sports presenter was Desmond Lynham, who went on to become one of the main programme presenters. Well, earlier this week, I went to see Des to reminisce about his time on the Today programme.
Yes, I worked for the sports department for a few months. I hadn't been there very long, and they decided, they came to an agreement with the sports department and the Today programme, that there would be a regular sports desk at 7.25 and 8.25 every morning. And I was given the task of doing the very first one, which was in Grand National Morning 1970. And I did it from the studio in London, by the way. I wasn't at the Grand National. Peter Bromley was up there, and they linked to him, and he gave us who would win it. He was wrong, of course. In those days, the Langham hadn't become the Langham Hilton across the road. It was offices owned by the BBC, in which there were bedrooms. You did your script the night before, went over there for a 4 or 5 hours kip, you see. And it was down to the doorman to wake you up. And they always did. Except this time, they didn't. I woke up, looked at my watch, 5 minutes to airtime. I still had my pyjama jacket on, shoved the trousers on, rushed across the road, came into the studio. I think it was Jack DeManier. Linked to me and said, here's Des Lynham with the sports news. And I went, and all I could think of to say was, they said, what's up? And I said, I've just come from the bedroom, which had its other connotations as it brought the house down at the time. You know.
You mentioned presenting the sport on the Today programme with Jack DeManio, and he was a bit of a character, some of the things he used to get up to.
A bit of a character. He was a lovely man with a very plummy voice, a war hero MC. Yes, they had a breed of mice in there one day. It wasn't as political as the show is now. He had this breed of mice, and they were in the cage. And I had only been there about a couple of months, and I was doing the sports desk, and I suddenly saw Jack, old devil that he was, creeping across the studio, and he put a mouse up my sleeve. And because I was a new boy, I kept going. And he told the story afterwards that how I kept going. I mean, nowadays you'd say, what on earth are you doing? You know, you'd be natural. But I was so terrified at the time. And then later, of course, I was asked to become one of the presenters of the Today programme for a bit. They steered me away from the political interviews. I did the mice.
The big stories.
Yeah, the big ones.
Favourite sports moment from the past 60 years? What would it be? Not necessarily that you were there. Perhaps you were.
I think just recently Brighton and Hove Albion getting into the Premier League.
They're your club, aren't they?
They're very much my club. I've been supporting them since I was a boy.
You started actually work at Radio Brighton, didn't you? That was where you started.
I did. I did a bit of freelance writing for the local papers, and when local radio started in down here in 67, late 67, I had a chance to do a little bit on the radio, and it seemed to go okay, and within a couple of years, of course, I was up in network radio in London.
And before Radio Brighton, what were you doing?
I was in the insurance business. Funny to think of it now. I've worked in insurance. I'm an associate of the Chartered Insurance Institute by examination. Yes, I am.
And so you went to the sports room and had a great career presenting Sport on 2 and the famous Sports Report, and then off to television. An interesting move, television, for you.
I hated it to begin with. I felt quite comfortable in radio, and when I went to television, I thought, there's people looking at me. I don't like that very much. I was kind of camera shy. And I gave it another 3 months, and I suddenly did a programme. I thought, oh, I wasn't too bad there.
Sport has been a huge part of your life. In the last 60 years, who's your favourite person that you've interviewed?
Without any question, without any doubt, Muhammad Ali. I was lucky enough to interview him many times, both here and abroad, and covered many of his fights. And I actually broke the story that he was coming back into the... You know, when he was banned for a while, that he was coming back into the ring, first fight in his second part of his career, would be against Jerry Quarry. And we broke that story on the Sports Desk on the Today programme in about, whenever it was, 1971, was it, or something?
And interviewing Ali, you must have thought, people say nowadays, well, there are stars, but when you interviewed Ali, you must have thought, you really are a star.
Back at the broadcasting house, when I went down to Kinshasa, you know, for the Rumble in the Jungle, I got him to introduce the beginning of the programme, Sport on 2, Sports Report, and they thought I was a genius. But Ali just wanted to do it, you know, he was game for all those things, those gimmick things, you know. My other great hero, Tom Finney, was a Desert Rat. I don't know if you knew that. He was a tank driver, I think, in the Second World War in North Africa, under Field Marshal Montgomery. Montgomery, after the war, went to Hampden Park in Scotland, where Scotland were playing England. Tom was in the England team, and Montgomery said to Tom, as they were shaking hands before the match, he said, "You won the war for me once. Go out and win again."
And on Saturday, the Today programme is 60 years old. Yeah. When you listen to the Today programme and somebody says, Radio 4's Today programme, what do you think, Des?
I think Jack DeManio, and I think Robert Robinson. Ah, Mr. Lynham with sporting intelligence, he used to say. John Timpson and all the good guys of the past, and Dougie Cameron and all those. I did it for about a year as main presenter, not one of the presenters, while I was doing sport as well. And I was getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning, 3 days a week, and doing the sport at the weekend. It nearly killed me. I was a young guy at the time, 28, 29. I was burning the candle at both ends and in the middle. Mm. It had to stop, so I quit. And they got in some guy who wasn't too bad, Brian Redhead.
But it's a special programme.
It's a great programme, and I start every day with it. Every day. Then you come on and I turn off, you know.
Des, lovely to see you. Thank you.
Gary, it's been a pleasure. Thanks.
He's not lost his judgment then, Gary.
No, I was going to say, when it comes to me, he's spot on. That was the brilliant Desmond Lynham, an outstanding broadcaster. Tomorrow at this time, I'm going to be chatting to another former Today presenter, Sir Michael Parkinson. The sporting bits to pass on to you this morning, they include quarter-final of the League Cup. The draw is going to be made this afternoon. West Ham are in after coming from 2-2 to beat Spurs 3-2. And Chelsea also made it through defeating Everton 2-1. Five Live Sports Extra right now. Cricket commentary on England.